And there's an open place on the floor in front of the fireplace, maybe made out of rock or bricks or something.
We just call it the front of the fireplace, but I think what you're talking about is like the hearth.
Uh-huh.
Read that in books.
What about the things, the iron things you have that you can lay the wood across on?
They never used that. It was just a plain fireplace. They didn't have all the other things in it. They usually stuck a heater in it, you know, like a gas heater.
Mm-hmm.
And that was used instead of burning the wood, because mm-hmm. they didn't burn it after.
Did you ever see those things I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm, but I don't know what you'd call them.
And the thing up above the fireplace that you...
The mantle.
Okay. And if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use for starting it?
Shavings, I believe, would be started off better.
Mm-hmm. What about the small...
The little sticks?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear them called kindling or lighter?
I heard of kindling, but not too much lighter.
What's kindling like?
Like you said, small sticks.
Okay. And say if you could take a big piece of wood, a real big piece, and set that toward the back of the fireplace, and it'd burn all night, would you know what that's called?
Big piece of wood.
Okay. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
The soot.
And what you shovel out of the fireplace.
Ashes.
And talk about things that you have in a house. That thing over there that you sit in.
A chair.
And the thing that you're sitting on now.
A couch.
Okay. Any other name for couch?
Sofa.
What about an old-fashioned name? Did you ever hear?
Just sofa and couch.
And what sort of things would you have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in?
My closet and my dresser drawer and chest of drawer.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between the dress?
I see. The dresser drawer is the one without the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And the chest of drawer, one of them's got the mirror. Chest of drawer sounds more like the one without the mirror, and the dresser drawer sounds with the mirror.
Uh-huh. What about something that you could hang your clothes up in?
My closet?
Uh-huh. Or something...
Different?
Yeah. Something not built in.
Oh. Cedar robe.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Just a robe. Oh, cedar robe.
Do you ever hear of an armor?
A long time ago.
What was that?
It was just brought up a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
The name sounds familiar, and that's about it.
This closet, is there another name for closet?
Not that I know of.
Have you ever heard of locker?
Oh, yeah. That sounds more like a locker. It's like, you know, like put your gym clothes in at school or something.
I was just wondering, because a couple of times in this area, I heard people talk about a locker, like a walk-in locker.
Mm-hmm.
When what I would say for it would be closet. Have you heard the word used that way around here?
Probably, you know, think about it when you sit down and think about it. They use a lot of things. You know it's a closet if they talk about walking in it.
What would you call it on a ship? Would you call it a locker? Sort of a closet on a ship?
I guess you'd call it a locker on a ship. Seems like it'd be made out of metal. It's more locker than it is a closet.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's why.
That's a difference,
locker.
Yeah.
But say if you wanted to buy a table or chair or sofa, the kind of store you'd go to.
Usually a furniture store.
And something that you could have in the windows, something on rollers you could pull down.
Or blinds.
What do the blinds look like? Is that slats or is that
It's like solid? Slats. It could be either slats or like a shade would be more or less like you said a roller.
Mm-hmm.
That you know different kind of shades. Mm-hmm. Blinds is more the wide